Toledo Magazine presents
Super Troopers!
Welcome inside Super Troopers episode 4, the final saga.
Ooh.
What's up, guys? My name's Amber.
And I'm Ryan.
I'm Kirsten.
And Devin will be joining us shortly, but she had a job interview because she's Miss Fancy Pants.
Yay.
Yeah.
So good luck to Devin on her job interview. But yeah, she'll be with us here shortly. So just to start off today, I want to tell you guys a little story. This past week, I was having some soup because I love soup. And I decided to put croutons in it.
Ooh, yes.
What kind of soup was it?
It was like the Campbell's vegetable soup.
Oh.
And I'm normally like a cracker person, but I was like, you know, I have these croutons. They're like getting a little bit on edge in terms of becoming stale. So, hey, I'll throw them in my soup.
Yeah, why not, right?
So it was different because they were seasoned. But it was nice. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
My question is, what do you guys like in your soup?
What do we like? So are we talking like what kind of vegetables we like in our soup? Kind of meats?
Like,
or?
No, like not like the soup itself, but like, hey, if you're going to throw anything on top of it.
You go ahead.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. I like cheese on pretty much anything.
Yeah, I was going to say the same
literally
thing.
Anything like shredded cheese on soup.
Yeah.
Not, you know, like plastic Kraft cheese. And also crackers if it's tomato soup. But I think that's pretty general consensus.
Yeah. Like salty and crackers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's also pretty good in soup? This might just be me because I have weird like food opinions, but depending on the soup, like peanuts might be good.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, you were just talking about that West African peanut soup.
Yeah, I've been talking about it all week. I'm like wanting more.
Well, and peanuts, it's like they're probably not going to go soggy nearly as fast as what crackers would, but they would still give you
the crunch.
The crunch?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I can see that being really good. Noted.
Yeah, did the croutons get soggy quick?
Not bad. They're like pretty hearty ones.
That's good.
And I kind of ate them first because they were on top. But no, they were good. Another thing, when my mom makes taco soup, like you guys ever had taco soup?
Yeah, tortilla soup.
Yeah,
taco soup.
That's so good.
The way we do it, it's basically like kind of like a Mexican chili, and then we crunch like Doritos or something like in the bottom, and then put like the chili on top, and then a dollop of sour cream and shredded cheese.
So yummy.
That
sounds
so good. It's got like corn and beans like in the chili. Yeah,
it really feels like a meal then probably too, not just the soup.
Yeah.
It's pretty hearty.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's one of my favorites too. Yes. Also, just kind of the classic chicken noodle soup with saltine crackers as well. And then Cheez-Its. I haven't tried those with anything, but I feel like if you put those with like, you know, like the little crackers that are, or no, I was talking about the crackers that are shaped like cheese. I don't know what those are.
Yeah, those are Cheez-Its.
No, the Cheez-Its are like more.
Cheez-Its are square with a little dot in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the Swiss cheese ones. If you put those in tomato soup, I wonder how that would taste because those are so good.
I think that tastes
really
great.
They're my favorite.
That's like two birds, one stone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, let's get your cheese. Let's get your crackers. One and done.
Put them together. Yep.
And then add that in some tomato soup and yeah, boom. You got a perfect soup combo there.
So Ryan, tell me about this West African peanut soup. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So the other day, so I guess Monday, I went to Sauna Soup House. Local soup restaurant here in Winnipeg.
It's on Graham Avenue. If you guys are interested, hit it up.
Yep, 387 Graham. That's probably some of the best soup I've had. And they have like lots of different kind of soups, whether it's like they have like a red borscht and that kind of goes with the Eastern European vibe that like, I guess like the owners are Eastern European. So they brought like some family recipes down. They have some more kind of like, you know, different kind of cultural soups, so including the West African peanut, and they also have like little fun soups that I guess they created on their own. They have a dill pickle soup there that's also really delicious.
Dill pickle.
It tastes exactly like a dill pickle. Like it's on point.
Oh my god! And I think you were saying too that you had what's called a soup flight.
Yeah. So they have these flights, and instead of just ordering one soup per se, and just kind of, you know, winging it. And if you've never been there before, like I haven't. So just going in there and trying the flight of soup, which is three different soups, and you get to try more and figure out what is your favorite there. And that way you have like something when you go in there and you're like, yeah, I want this soup today. This is how I'm feeling. And like I went in there, I was like, I don't know which soups to order. And then like the servers were like, yeah, what are you feeling? And I was like, well, I don't know. And they're like, here's some good suggestions based on how you're feeling. And I was like, okay, perfect. And
mood
it was
soup.
On It was Mood Soup, yeah, and it was like on point.
How many soups do you think they have?
I can actually check the exact number. I think they got about a dozen different soups, if I remember correctly.
That's reminds a lot me of, soup. Of like, you ever been to like a tea shop where they have just tons of canisters basically full of tea, and they're like, you're like, I have no idea where to even start, and they're like, well, what are you feeling? Are you in a happy mood? You're a little down on your luck? Like, what do you think you need? And then like curate their tea to you. And I think Sanazupos did the same for you, but with soup.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned the whole tea store. I actually worked at two different tea stores, so I totally get that now, like seeing the comparisons and whatnot.
Maybe you should try your shot at Sanazupos.
Yeah, I feel like I do need to.
Ryan, what kind of tea should I get? What's the best?
Well, it depends from where and how you're feeling.
Where did you work?
Where did I work? Yeah. I worked at a Teavana for about 8 months or so.
That's like the tea company that you can get at Starbucks, right?
Yeah, they partnered with Starbucks. They don't have existing stores anymore, but they do still partner with Starbucks and sell a few of their teas still in store at Starbucks.
I'm so sad because, sorry, just off topic, my favorite tea ever from Teavana was a pumpkin spice tea.
Except that
sounds so basic, but it had like white chocolate and different spices in it, and it was so yummy.
That wasn't one of my favorites, but still was like a huge like popular tea. And I mean, like seeing all the teas that they had, like they had hundreds of teas, and seeing that they only kept maybe about a dozen of them, a little sad that there's so many. Like there's a lot of my favorites that I still have in little like canisters at home, and I don't even want to drink them because they don't exist anymore technically.
Yeah.
Do they have a website? Like, can you not order teas online? Sorry to interrupt you here.
No, that's okay.
I know they did have a website. I don't know if they have their teas available to order anymore, but there wasn't a website where you could do that, but
yeah, I think they've gone out of business now, which is really sad.
Yeah, I think they did file for bankruptcy, but they do have a lot of their stuff at Starbucks. Now they picked up on a lot of their teas, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Kind of reeling it back in. Yeah. Is tea kind of like a broth?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, we got connected all the soups somehow. Tea.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the nature of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like tea and soup, though, makes a good combo, but not that I would say that they were the same, maybe.
Is tea soup?
No.
Let me look up that definition of soup one more time. Because I'm pretty sure it was like, it had to have a broth that was rooted from either vegetables or meat.
Yeah.
There's a Reddit that just
People on Reddit would get so fired up about that.
What is the difference between tea and soup?
There actually is a thing
on
that.
The comment was, you put stuff in hot water and wait. Then you put it in your mouth and swallow. So where is the difference? Mm-hmm. And then there's a fancy word. Yeah, soup salty. Please give me your thoughts on it.
I just love the fact, though, that there's a subreddit for soup. That is amazing.
Yeah, and the first comment says, traditionally, you don't chew tea, but that's just me.
You don't chew tomato soup either.
Yeah, exactly. And then somebody else countered and said, well, I've eaten / drunk soup that didn't need chewing, so that's not enough. People are getting so heated about this. It's great.
Well, soup, according to me typing in soup definition into Google, it says, a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables, etc.
etc.
in stock or water. So what is that etc.?
It's tea. It's
contains? Tea leaves. Who knows? Up to interpretation.
Yep. Get the hell off here and watch the Food Network channel.
Yeah.
Someone's cooking soup.
I'm just like looking at the subreddit now. This is so funny. There's like the top post is called, how do you put soup in a pinata?
I feel like that'd be super dangerous. Oh my God. David's Tea has soup teas.
They do.
Craving a savory snack, David's Tea feed too. Your soul with a flavor-packed soup tea. In comforting blends like tomato turmeric, rosemary black pepper, and spicy rosam, these green tea-infused soup mixes are the ultimate on-the-go comfort food.
I'm pretty sure I had the tomato turmeric before. So now that I totally remember that.
Did I say turmeric?
It's turmeric. 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 I always said it wrong, too, so I'm not even too sure.
Said it wrong?
Turmeric. Turmeric.
I always said it wrong.
Turmeric. Turmeric. It's like tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
It's acai, not acai.
Yeah, it's definitely acai. I used to say it like acai, but
I think everybody did, so I wouldn't worry too much about that one.
All right, so
yeah, I was gonna say, this past weekend I was actually at a soup party.
Were you.
What would entail a soup party?
Okay, so
is this like a fondue party?
Yeah, like a couple of friends of mine, they were having people over for St. Patrick's Day because this past Saturday was St. Patty's Day.
Of course.
And they wanted to do something other than just having people over and, you know, socializing. They wanted to, you know, have something for everyone to do.
Other than drink.
Exactly. I mean, like, you're going to consume a few beers or
and they're going to be green.
And green, yeah.
Gotta be green.
So they had this idea of, like, hey, why don't we do this potluck and we make it like a contest of sorts. So people would bring in a soup that's homemade completely, like no, you know, Campbell's, any of that stuff. You'd bring in this homemade soup and everyone would try the soup. And you would, everyone would vote on the soup and which one would be the best out of them all.
Oh, wow.
Was it secret ballot or was it a show of hands?
It was a secret ballot, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the prize that they won was a 12-pack of Guinness and a bottle of Jameson whiskey.
That's appropriate. So which soup won?
There was a spicy chicken curry soup that actually won that night.
Amazing.
It was really good.
Yummy.
I did not vote for that one, though.
Did you not? What did you vote for?
They did have an amazing broccoli cheddar, which was the second place. It was really good.
Yum. I've never had curry. So ever? I don't know, like, ever.
Really?
Yep.
The King's Head, which is, like, just around the corner from where we're recording this podcast, like, has a lot of curry. It's an English pub, but they specialize in a lot of different curry dishes. And they have this butternut squash ravioli.
Oh,
I
love
it. And it's, like, in a curry sauce. And, oh, my gosh. It's heavenly.
Hungry now. I've got to try that.
Yeah, so it was like the chicken curry won, and then there was a broccoli cheddar. There was two French onions. One of them was pretty neat. The guy actually brought like packages of like Swiss cheese and whatnot, mm-hmm. and he also had a little blowtorch, and ooh. He would actually roast the cheese with the soup, so that way you would get the crumbly cheese on top.
And were these all just your friends? Or
yeah.
Like, what the heck?
Share your friends with me.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I was like so impressed. And I showed up and I was thinking like, yeah, mine's going to win. I didn't get a single vote.
You
so I was
a
like,
soup?
I did bring a soup.
What was your soup?
So I brought a pasta rigoli soup.
Wow.
So cooked it all on Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was, what did I have in there? I had some onions in there. Chopped up some carrots and celery. They had a little bit of like a tomato kind of base for it. And they also cooked some pasta that you would scoop into your like bowl or your cup on the side.
Hmm. Wow. That seems so like intense.
Yeah.
Where did you get the idea to have a soup party? Like who organized this?
Yeah. Did you run out of bowls?
We had a bunch of like disposable bowls, so they had like stacks and stacks of bowls. So I mean, like they also had little like I guess like little like shot cups almost, so you could actually scoop some soup into the shot cup, and you'd have a little sample of soup, right? So that way, if you didn't want to commit to a full bowl, you had that little bit of sampling.
Excuse me.
So yeah, it was cool. I went and scooped like all the little soups in the sample cup, so I got to try everybody's, and then the ones that I liked enough to vote for, I had like a full bowl of just to make my final decision.
And sorry, how many soups were talking here total?
I would say there was about 8 or 9.
That's a lot of soups.
There was a lot of soups. There was a couple baked potatoes. There was a couple French onions, broccoli cheddar, pasta rigoli. There was a turkey dumpling soup.
Wow. 8 or 9 more friends than I have currently. So, you know.
It was bigger than I thought it was going to be, but it was still a lot of fun. And yeah, I think next time they're planning on doing the same thing, but with desserts. So ooh. I have to get my dessert game up there.
Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned French onion soup, and actually, okay, for the magazine that we're putting together, we're contributing a couple of recipes.
Yes.
And I got a family French onion soup recipe from my grandparents. And my grandpa always makes this soup and just sends it to us in like mason jars, and it's like, here's soup. And we call it Grumpy Soup because we call my grandpa Grumpy.
Aww.
And we're adorable. So my grandparents are in Arizona right now, so I had just texted my grandma, was like, hey, what's Grumpy's French onion soup recipe? I'm gonna put it in a magazine. I'm not gonna give you too many specifics because I want you to read the magazine, but basically all he did was fry onions and then add water and soy sauce until it tastes right.
Oh. Really?
And I've had this soup like so many times since I was a kid. And it's my favorite French onion soup. I've never found one in a restaurant that I've liked better. And it's literally just water, soy sauce, and onions, and then you bake like the bun on top of it with the cheese.
Oh my goodness. That's so simple.
Right?
That
sounds, yeah.
So you just like you fry the onions with butter ahead of time. And then yeah, just water, soy sauce, let it simmer for a while, throw the onions in.
That's so yummy. What's your second favorite French onion soup?
My second favorite? Oh goodness. Hard like, question. Like restaurant wise?
Yeah. Hmm. That's a hard question.
Maybe Montana's? I feel like I had a soup there once that was pretty good.
I feel like they would have some decent French onion.
Yeah.
When I was in the States, actually, I went to a, the TGI Fridays, and they have a not bad French onion there. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Hmm. Is your family French at all, Amber, or is it just a thing you kind of...
We're a hodgepodge of people. Maybe, I'm really not sure. We've been told that there's some French in our background, but like... I don't know.
You don't need to be to make great soup.
My grandparents have a ginormous garden, and they always have way too many onions than what they know what to do with, so we gotta often get quite a few cans of soup out of the leftover onions from the garden.
Lucky.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
So, Ryan, you mentioned earlier that there's a new ramen movie?
Yeah, so there was this documentary. I guess it was filmed in 2017, but it did get like its bigger release this year. So the movie is called Ramen Heads, and it does focus a lot on different different ramen shops in Japan and ramen recipes and ramen chefs. They specifically focus on one. His name is Osamu Tomita. I hope I am pronouncing that correctly. So he's like the big deal for ramen in Japan. Like he's the go-to person.
He's big in Japan?
Yeah, he's like the king of ramen, pretty much. And he pretty much just shows, what goes into his soups, how he makes them, and he's very determined to find, specific ingredients and whatnot that are necessary for making his soup taste so good, or his ramen taste so good.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, it's him, looking for all these different ingredients and really just showcases his life and his love for ramen. So, yeah, there's a movie on ramen, and I think I will definitely be adding that to my Netflix if it goes on.
When is it supposed to air?
I'm not too sure about. I'm still looking into it. They did just have, they just played it at a film festival recently.
Yeah.
And, I think it's just going to be, I feel like it's going to be one of those, smaller released movies because it seems very, very independent and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely I'm gonna take a look and see when it comes out, and I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, let us know for sure. I've never had real ramen either. I need to get out and experience things.
I haven't either.
Oh my god, guys!
I think
the
egg is weird.
No, like the egg adds to it.
See, I asked somebody one day what that the little pink thing with the swirl in it that comes on top of it. It's like a fish cake, I think. But it's pink and it has a white swirl in it. And I see it in every picture of ramen. And I don't know what it is. I think it's a fish cake, but that kind of freaks me out because it looks like candy or dessert or something. I don't know what it is.
It's like a vegetable.
It's a vegetable?
Yeah.
No. No, no vegetable grows like that, does it?
Yeah, there's totally a, it's a vegetable for it. And
it's striped.
It's called Narutomaki. And it's a type of kind of...
Was it a rice cake?
So it's kind of like each slice of Naruto, and that's what it's called. It's kind of like a pink or red spiral pattern, and it resembles the Naruto whirlpools in between the Awaji Island and Shikoku in Japan.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's intriguing. Interesting.
Okay.
So it's kind of like this type of kamaboko, which is like a cured fish surimi.
So it is fish.
Yeah, it is fish related. So yeah, it's definitely a fish little. I'm gonna look up what surimi is just to make sure. But it refers to a paste that is made from fish or other meats. And
so it is a fish cake.
Yeah, pretty much. So it has a little bit of protein in there too. You got the egg in there, and then you got that narutomaki, and yeah.
Yeah, fish, I can't do it.
So you
it
don't honestly, like sushi then, probably.
Oh god, no.
It doesn't it doesn't even taste like fish though. You don't even notice it.
What is it then? What does it feel like?
It feels like a vegetable. That's why I thought it was initially like a vegetable.
Oh, that's scary. So I don't like that.
It's fish, good.
But it feels like a vegetable.
It looks and feels like a vegetable. I don't like but it. But it's like a fish.
Nope, I don't like it. Nope.
I feel like you definitely need to experience trying like authentic ramen. Like, I've done that recently. Like, I've gone to like a ramen shop and I was like, I want to try your best ramen that you have. And
your best, most authentic ramen. I don't care what's in it.
And like this, you know what, for me, for ramen, like the spicier the better. I mean, spicy ramen is like, there's no other like kind of satisfying food like that, especially when it's like winter time in Winnipeg, especially like spicy hot ramen is a good way to warm up.
I'm good with my packaged boiled noodle ramen, thanks.
So like Mr. Noodles?
Mr. Yeah. Noodles, yeah. The ones that you can eat straight out of the package if you want.
Yeah, I mean, like, nothing's wrong with Mr. Noodles. I mean, like, it's a good go-to, but, like, you know, I'd prefer, like, you know, the real authentic stuff.
Yeah, well, I've never tried it, so I don't know. Me and my friends in grade school, we used to always just bring packaged ramen noodles as a snack to school. Mm,
yeah.
You know, like, bite off the package. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the dry ones.
Yeah, some slams. Like, my mom tried to convince me for so long, like,
hi.
Hi, Devin.
Hello, Devin.
How's everyone doing?
Good. How about you? How was the interview?
It was good. I'm very excited. We'll see what happens. Anyways, what have I missed? What have we been talking about?
All right, so we'll give you a bit of a rundown of what we've already discussed. So pretty much we started off by talking about... like, what do we think, like, good things that are good in soup?
Like crackers, croutons, like that kind of stuff.
Okay, also, little, like, gnocchi balls. Like, gnocchi and little pasta balls.
Oh.
Those things are awesome.
Yeah, it's, like, the right amount of consistency with this.
I don't think I would ever be mad at pasta being in anything.
Yeah, no, so, like, pasta in
carbs,
soup.
Carbs, cheese.
Exactly.
That's the best kind of soup when pasta's in soup.
Like, pasta rigoli. I mean, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Do you guys
so
say... pasta or pasta?
Oh, I don't know.
Pasta?
I don't know.
Pasta?
I avoid the word.
Pasta? Pasta? Pasta rigoli?
I say pasta.
Yeah, I say pasta too,
pasta.
I think.
I don't know. I
think it's supposed to be pasta.
It's like
but
Mario and Mario.
Oh,
I don't know.
We also talked about Ryan's experience at Sauna Soup House.
Yeah.
Oh, West African peanut soup.
Thank you.
It's
so good.
Really good. What else? Oh, Zuppa Toscana.
Yeah, the Zuppa Toscana is so
really
good.
What's that?
So you can also get it at Olive Garden. It's basically like a spicy Italian sausage soup with, it's like creamy with potatoes and spinach, and it's like a hearty Italian spicy sausagey soup.
That sounds pretty good.
I was going to say, remember when I said I was going to go there, you recommended that I try the wild mushroom, but I did not take your suggestion on that, though. I went with the dill pickle, which was surprisingly really good.
They were
good.
Actually out of that when I went.
Really?
I would have tried it otherwise.
Yeah, they were out of the... I was also told to try the red borscht, but they were out of that as well. They were just... They were like, it's going to be ready by... I think it was like noon or 1 o'clock when I went there, and I went there at around 11, so I was like, eh.
I'm Ukrainian, so I literally have borscht at least once a week. So it's nothing
like,
special
it's okay.
for me.
What else did we talk about? We talked about...
the soup party.
Yeah, Ryan's soup party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did
that
go?
Soup things.
It went pretty good. I did not win the contest, though, for the soup.
Oh.
So I'm a little bummed about that, but, you know, it's okay. I got to make soup, and I got a lot of compliments on it, so I can't complain.
What kind did you do?
I did a pasta rigoli.
Ooh, lovely.
So I had, like, some nice, like, onions in there. I had some carrots, some celery. There's like a good like tomato kind of broth that I had, and then I had some sriracha for that spicy kick in there. And then I added some pasta, like I had it like on the side so they can scoop in how much pasta they wanted. Like,
that's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we were talking about a ramen movie.
Yeah, and we forgot about Amber's French onion soup.
Yes, Amber's grandpa's French onion soup, which we will see.
So what does that entail, Amber?
Literally just onions, water, and soy sauce.
Really? Soy sauce?
Yeah.
Oh.
It gives you that salty taste, though.
You'll get more details about it in the magazine.
I was going to say.
I can't wait. Ladle Magazine coming to a place near you.
Basically coming to the atrium at our school, and that's it.
April 13th.
Yeah, April 13th. Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Spooky.
But anyways, so that pretty much takes us into our Soups Around the World segment. And Devin, just because you got here, I do have it queued up to take your place for the day, if that's okay.
Wow, absolutely. Soups Around the World.
Okay, so we're going to start with Sopa de Habas.
Sopa de Habas.
Sopa de Habas.
Okay, wow, it's weird being on the other side of the mic for this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, this must be really, like, different for you.
I feel like you've traveled a lot more than me. You're probably going to have a better insight into soups than I will anyways, so this works out well.
Possibly. Sopa. Okay, Sopa de Habas.
Greek.
African.
No. Sopa de Habas. It sounds kind of Spanish.
Close.
Brazilian.
Portuguese.
Cuban.
No.
Spanish. Latin. Argentina.
Cuban.
A little more north.
Oh, you said Cuban?
North.
North of like South America.
North of South America. Oh. Mexico?
North Mexico.
There we go.
Oh. Why don't we, yeah, what?
They're like most,
okay,
like,
Is there seafood in this dish?
There is not.
No.
Is there meat in this dish?
There is not.
Oh, so it's a vegetable soup. Okay.
Kind of.
Oh. Kind of. That throws me off a little.
There's not soap, but it's called Sopa de Habas.
Sopa de Habas.
I'm probably saying it wrong. Like Sopa de Habas.
Is it like a tortilla soup?
It is not.
Enlighten us.
So it is a tomato soup with garlic and onions and beans. So it's got like pureed and fried beans that go into the soup, and then it's got like tomato base and then garlic and onions. And yeah, so it's like a Mexican bean soup.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yummy. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Okay, and then this next one. Oh, this is a mouthful. I don't even know how to say it.
Try your best, honestly.
Spell it out.
Carfioleves. Carfioleves.
I can't even remember what you just spelled because the name is so long.
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think of the accent that you just tried to do with that and where you're trying to go.
Is it like
from like Thailand?
Not even close.
That was so random.
I don't know.
Is it from...
I have zero clue.
Carfioleves.
Italian?
No.
Is it Brazil?
It is not.
Carfioleves.
Is it more European or more... Carfioleves.
European.
It's okay.
Prague?
Whoa.
Carfioleves.
It's Hungarian.
Hungarian.
Oh, my God. Interesting.
A Hungarian paprika spice cauliflower and dumpling soup. So it's completely vegetarian.
That sounds good.
Right?
I would eat that.
So, just pulling up the actual recipe here. I'm not going to do that because my computer's being really slow. All right, so moving on.
One more.
Last one.
Yeah, let's do the last one. Last ever soups around the world.
Ooh.
Tantanmen.
Sure.
Tantanmen. Okay.
Like tan, like the color, or I have a tan.
Yeah. Tantanmen.
Times two. Tantanmen.
Tantanmen. I'm gonna say that's maybe Thailand.
I feel like it's like an Asian soup.
Asian, yes. Not Thailand.
Tantanmen. Is it like a faux or like ramen?
Is a type of ramen.
Really?
So Japan, okay.
It is a Japanese sesame and chili ramen.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Right? Chili ramen?
A little spicy. I like
sounds
that.
Sounds like spaghetti.
I'm looking at the picture right now.
Chili peppers, I bet.
I'm looking this up because I want to try this.
I'm
curious.
I'm on the other side of the glass, but I'm going to try and show you guys if you want to look to the glass.
Oh my god.
I want
so
that.
Yummy.
So basically, we were just talking about ramen and how it has fish and eggs and like some things that like not everybody might like.
Yeah.
particularly me. But this seems to just have like noodles and then sesame and chili and then garnishes. Like it doesn't have
seafood.
Wow. So basically, if it doesn't have seafood, I'm good with it.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's soups around the world.
See, now that's a ramen you guys can actually go for. That's authentic.
True.
There you go.
True.
Well, later on, I can't wait to do my soup trivia. Oh. That'll be fun. The last one ever.
Oh, last one ever.
I know. This is sad.
End of an era.
So I kind of wanted to talk about the fact that Campbell's Soup, there's something going on with them. They have started to develop more plant-based protein options, which basically means they're trying to develop a vegan soup. So the website here says it's making a shift toward new sources of protein, specifically plant-based protein. They recently released a number of vegan products announcing that plants are becoming a priority. So they do have the soups out already.
What do they involve?
I see here it's kind of making me laugh, the fact that they're advertising vegan tomato soup. What? Isn't all tomato soup vegan unless you put milk in it? I don't know, but...
That's strange.
Yeah, I'm also looking at this. They have like a hearty lentil.
Oh, that sounds yummy. Oh,
you know what? Lentil soup, very great. Another soup that Homer's also serves. It's amazing.
Homer serves really a lot of healthy. Soup.
They do. Yeah. Three soups a day. And I miss it. I have to go back soon.
Homer's. Shout out to Homer's.
Don't take this job. Go back to Homer's.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, they say they have things like quinoa and black rice. They call it a safe adventure, I say in quotation marks.
A safe adventure? What adventures are ever safe?
That's a good question. We're going to
make Campbell's vegan soup.
Yeah, it's a real
If there's ever going to be a safe adventure, it's going
to
be that.
Totally. I have to agree. Any others?
Not that I see here. They're really just advertising the tomato soup.
Honestly, I don't understand. I do almost feel, though, that people who are vegan, are they really going to be the type of people to buy canned products?
Yeah, I feel like,
you know, the little more crunchy granola type, making their own food. More healthier food.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, and it also kind of makes me laugh, too, because it says that Tyson Chicken and Danone have all invested in the plant-based industry. And Tyson Chicken is a chicken company that makes chicken McNuggets for McDonald's, and they've invested in plant-based options. I don't understand, but
they're just looking,
I don't know. Everybody's trying to get in with the vegans.
I feel like it'd be so easy to make a vegan tomato soup.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, even from scratch.
Literally, totally. The tomato soup that they have now is vegan. They just slapped a vegan logo on it. Because my brother's allergic to milk and eggs, and he can have their tomato soup. And
as long as it's made with water, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm assuming there's no, like, meat in it, weirdly.
Yeah. I think there'd have to be quite a big disclaimer on the logo if they have meat in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't picture that at all.
No. But, yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
This is kind of, like, an appropriate segue, I think. What are your least favorite soups?
Least favorites.
I know we always talk about our favorites.
But what are our least favorites?
Oh boy, this is tough.
Pea soup.
Oh, that's devastating.
I know, it's devastating.
Also hilarious because you went to a pea soup competition.
I went there and I was like, I think that was when I really realized it too. Because sometimes when my mom makes it, I can eat it and it's fine. I hate ham. And when there's big chunks of ham in it, I can't do it. Yeah. Especially like the consistency of the soup itself, it just freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. Amber, how about you? What's your least favorite?
Like, I don't have a particular one, but anything with seafood, I just can't do.
So like a seafood chowder?
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder, yeah. I'm not a fan of chowder, to be honest.
I love corn chowder. I can't get over clams.
I love clam chowder. I love lobster bisque.
Lobster bisque.
we all know I'm a huge seafood person. I'm trying to think about my least favorite soup, though. I don't know. I'll have to get back on me on that. You know what? I really do hate. I know you like it, Amber, but like barley soup, like beef and barley,
Devin.
It just insulted. A strange consistency, and it just kind of. No, it's just not my. It's not my cup of tea.
It's not your cup of.
I could see that.
Cup of soup.
It's not my cup of soup.
I find barley to be similar, like texture wise, to rice, so I don't mind it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I could see it.
It's just something with the texture. I've never been able to thoroughly enjoy it. Also, probably because it's just so healthy that I'm just like, get me some cream up in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
make this heavier now.
Totally. How about you, Ryan?
Me, I would have to say like a seafood chowder. I'm not a huge fan of. I don't know what it is. I think it's maybe the texture. Like, I love seafood.
Oh.
But like seafood chowder, I'm not like a huge fan of.
I actually have. I have a new soup that I hate. Even oh. it's. I oh. actually can't. I actually despise it. What's and you that? Just made me think of it. So I do like seafood, but when I was traveling in Russia, surprisingly enough, they're not very welcoming to tourists.
And, really?
Yeah. And none of the menus were in English. So I was lucky enough that a lot of the restaurants had pictures beside the food. So I'd point to a picture and say, like, you know, this is what I want. So once I ordered the soup and it looked good on the menu, and then I ordered it. And then it came to my table and was 100% not what the soup was on the menu, which is the way a lot of things work in Russia. You think you're getting one thing, you get the opposite. But they brought me a soup that was like almost like it reminded me of like a consomme broth, but then it had green onions and salmon in it.
Oh.
And it was like partially cooked salmon, like not even fully cooked. And I don't mind salmon, but it's not my favorite seafood. And I started eating it, and then the salmon still had like the salmon like skin on it.
Oh man!
It was really bad, and I just remember being really hungry that day.
Oh.
Because I didn't stop off for food for a long time after that, because I was just so turned off. And I have no clue what it was called, but it was. No.
Green
That's
salmon
so upsetting.
Soup.
Yeah, that was my one really bad experience with soup.
If you ever go back to Russia, be really careful, because you said you don't know what the name of it was. So.
Yeah, you never know.
Or it was the same soup again.
Exactly.
Anytime I'm in like a grocery store and I go past the seafood part, like where they have like the live lobsters and they have like the fish with their gills on them and stuff, so I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Seeing your food alive before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
That red lobster when we went.
Okay.
That kind of.
I love it.
I love seafood. I love seafood so much, but like when I see the exact food that I'm going to eat.
I know, I completely get
it. It's a little bit weird. I'll still eat it, but.
I get it. It's weird.
That reminds me of like a video I saw on my Facebook, and it was like a restaurant in Japan, I believe it is, and they had like a live fish on the table, and people were literally like cutting into like this live fish, and it was horrifying.
Oh, that's messed up. Actually,
I was like, no.
What Kirsten just said just reminded me of a Simpsons episode where Homer brings home his pet lobster, and he's like, oh, he loves the lobster. Was it named Lobby? I don't even remember. Something stupid like that. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna run Lobby a bath. I'm gonna run my lobster a bath, and he runs him a nice hot bath, and he starts bathing this lobster, and he's like, oh. And then Lisa had called him, so he runs down the stairs, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, something smells nice.
Oh my!
And it turns out he cooked his pet lobster in the bathtub.
No.
And the lobster's name was Pinchy.
Pinchy. Okay, I knew it was something like that.
It was the episode called Lisa Gets an A for anyone who wants to watch it.
Yeah, I always remember that episode. I'm like, oh.
Poor Pinchy.
That's so funny.
Poor Pinchy.
Pinchy the lobster.
That's so funny. I miss red lobster.
What's sometimes even better than going out is sitting at home watching Netflix and soup.
Oh.
So that's what Ryan's going to talk to us about this week.
Perfect.
So I interviewed a few students, and I wanted to ask them what their favorite Netflix and soup combos are. Because, I mean, students love soup, students love Netflix. I mean, perfect combo, right? So let's go right to that.
Exam season is approaching, and many students here at Red River College are beginning their study sessions. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy TV as a nice study break, right? Today, we asked these students which Netflix and television shows are a perfect pair with their favorite soup. Some of these answers may actually surprise you a little.
So what Netflix show would you pair with your favorite soup?
Definitely beer stew. It's basically like a very thick stew with like beef and stuff in it. You throw a can of beer in there and you let it cook for a couple hours. It's so good. I love having that.
And what Netflix show would you pair that with?
Probably Bob's Burgers because I've been binging it lately.
Solid answer.
Well, I would probably choose How I Met Your Mother because you can't go wrong with How I Met Your Mother ever. And probably Chicken Noodle Soup because you also can't go wrong with Chicken Noodle Soup ever. So that just kind of makes sense.
Right now? Well, Chicken Noodle Soup because it's the only soup I like. Well, yeah, basically. And Santa Clarita Diet.
Dill Pickle Soup from Santa Soup House and Rick and Morty.
And why would you choose those guys?
Because Pickle Rick.
That's a solid answer right there.
I don't really eat a lot of soup, but if I had to pick, I'd probably pick tomato soup and Breaking Bad.
Okay, so the Netflix show has to be The Office because that's just my go-to all the time. It's funny, it gives you like a warm feeling, which is perfect because the soup is warm and hearty, just like The Office makes me feel. And then for soup, I would have to go with my stepmom's, I don't even know what it's called. It's got like big pieces, they're called like maize pieces of corn, and it's like got little taco chips in it, and it's like you put a bunch of lime and onion in it and chicken, and it's really delicious.
My dad makes this great homemade soup, like just with the chicken and like a metric bleep load of vegetables, and it's like super hearty, and so I like pairing that with watching sports. It's a nice hearty it's nice to watch with hockey because it warms you up.
Oh my god. I don't have a favorite Netflix show.
I'll go Stranger Things.
Okay. Carrot soup. And what has like a spice in it, I think, like cinnamon.
Chicken noodle and Narcos.
I feel like something emotional because like Grey's Anatomy or something, because like soup is a comfort food. So something that's gonna like make me cry, maybe like The Notebook or yeah, probably Grey's Anatomy makes me cry a lot, so watch that with chicken noodle soup. Maybe add a grilled cheese.
Well, let's see. Considering my favorite Netflix show right now is about a post-apocalyptic world, I would probably not want any soup that has spices in it because it would make me think of, like, toxic waste.
That's understandable.
So I think to comfort me from the edgy, on-your-seat style of The 100, which is the show I'm watching, I would pick a cream-based soup like cream of mushroom or maybe cream of potato bacon.
From the Super Troopers podcast, I'm Ryan Taylor.
Wow, well, that was interesting.
Yeah, some of them are surprising.
What, Ryan, what is yours?
What is my favorite soup combo with a TV show? Ooh.
How about we give you a show?
Yeah, you know what? Give me a show and I'll try and find a pairing.
Breaking Bad.
You know what? I want something that's a little, something colorful.
Ooh.
But like, very bold at the same time.
So, I'd have a Thai coconut soup. Coconut. Mm-hmm.
A little bit of spice in there.
Oh, it's almost
done. Never mind.
I thought that would have went and then just realized it didn't.
How about Fargo?
Fargo.
You guys watch Fargo on Netflix yet?
I haven't.
I've seen one episode. So based on what I've seen, like obviously, and also there's the famous Coen Brothers movie, which it's based off of.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say something a bit colder. So you know what? Maybe like a borscht? Maybe.
I could see that.
Maybe like a borscht or something like, what was that cold soup we talked about
gazpacho?
Last time? Gazpacho.
Yeah, there you
maybe
go.
Maybe like a gazpacho too.
But from my knowledge of Fargo, it's a movie about winter and the cold, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I would want something warm to warm my soul while I'm watching that cold, cold movie.
That's true. Yeah.
I could do a beef barley with. Ugh. I know you don't like beef barley.
Of course.
That's okay. But it's still kind of on the prairies. It's a little bit more south, but still in the prairies.
Yeah.
Beef and barley.
Those come I can see that
prairies.
Working.
Yeah.
This is terrible. There's a drugs forum that says share your favorite food to eat while high on meth.
Oh, lovely.
I wanted
like
to see
that we're
if
finding
there was,
this.
But yeah.
Okay. We're getting real Breaking Bad.
I don't know.
Here.
Yeah. Hey, right? Just turn me off. Turn.
What about?
I'm done. I'm so tired.
Orange is the New Black.
Anyway.
Orange is the New Black. Ooh. You know what? That's where I'll probably go with like a pumpkin spoop. Because
pumpkin
spoop.
I was gonna say butternut Spooky. Squash.
Butternut squash. Yeah, that's close. Yeah, I'd say like a pumpkin soup or like a butternut squash because I'm thinking orange and I'm thinking lively prison jumpsuits.
I made a butternut squash and parsnip snoot.
Wow, we can't talk today.
Parsnip snoop. Snoop Dogg. Anyways, soup the other day and it was lovely. It was really good.
What about
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So I'm thinking, like, you know, Brooklyn, tough on the streets. So I'm thinking, like, more of a tough soup. Let's see.
Potato bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. We didn't say our soups That's during cool. our intro.
Well, we're all here, but we can do it for our outro.
That's true.
Our outro.
Our outro.
Outro. And then, like, the one that I was really thinking about, too, is, like, I'm watching Riverdale right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I want a soup that's mysterious. Like, what would you guys suggest?
Mysterious soup?
And
I don't know. Albondigas.
Albondigas.
Albondigas. Okay, well, segueing with the questions of Netflix and shows, I think it's time for soup trivia.
Let's do it.
Yeah, last soup trivia.
Woo! Okay, so I have one here. This is going a little back in history. During the Great Depression in the United States, many people were so hungry that they had to queue up at soup kitchens to get food. I actually did a big article on this in the magazine, so if you're interested in checking it out, it's all about it. And the question here is, what is the nickname that was given to these soup kitchens?
Nickname?
Was it soup kitchens?
No. I don't think you guys will ever get this, but I just thought it was really interesting.
I don't think I will know.
They were called Hoover Cafes.
Hoover Cafes.
Because many people blamed President Hoover for the Great Depression.
Oh.
And it is alleged that Al Capone actually paid for some of the soup kitchens because President Hoover was not supporting his government, and that's where Capone stepped in and said, well, you know what? He may not be supporting, you know, the people, but I will.
And considering he was a criminal and a gangster, you know?
I thought that was, like, really neat. What's another one here? What is the main ingredient of the Asian dal soup?
Rice. Asian dal soup.
Rice.
Maybe rice noodles.
It is lentils.
Oh, lentils, okay. Nice.
Yeah, so lentils, you know, frequently used in Eastern and Middle Eastern, or Indian and Middle Eastern cuisine, but a thick dal can also be used as a dip.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I like dip.
Yeah.
Let's do one more, and then we probably got to wrap it up and head to class.
Yeah.
Sounds good. The Japanese garnish gamashio lends a nutty flavor to soup. What are the two ingredients?
Nuts.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say...
I mean...
Is it like legumes?
It's sesame seeds and chickpeas. Sea salt.
Oh,
sesame seeds and chickpeas. I can see that,
salt.
Though.
I feel like we went over the sesame seeds have a nutty flavor thing before.
Yeah, maybe. Rings a bell.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess that's it for today's show. So
the last show.
So yeah, we just wanted to thank you guys for all tuning in and listening. We're glad that we're able to find some soup enthusiasts that, you know, want to hear about soup.
Continue enjoying. Continue eating.
Continue consuming.
Continue the slurping.
Come check out our booth at the Magazine Trade Fair at Red River College on April 13th.
12 till 4.
You'll see our magazine there.
Exchange District Campus.
Yes.
Yep. Exchange District Campus.
In Winnipeg, if we need to be that specific.
Anyways, my name is Amber. My favorite soup is potato bacon.
My name is Devin, and my favorite soup is lobster bisque.
My name is Ryan, and my favorite soup is now the West African peanut.
My name is Kirsten, and my favorite soup is French onion.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.